Yesterday, this nice lady called in.
The water, there's a rule of thumb that you should drink half your body weight in ounces every day.
Okay.
And people who are not used to that will have to work into it slowly, let's say increase it by 8 ounces the following week.
Wait a minute. I weigh 200 pounds. So if if you want me to drink 100 ounces of water.
And that is going to be difficult, but if you're eating... If you're eating fruits and veggies, that will give you your water supply. But coffee and soft drinks don't do it. They're toxic substances that will not do the benefit of water as water. There's nothing like water, but you will notice an improvement. In fact, there's a book called You're Not Sick, You Need Water. And there's another one. Yeah.
What's that about? Well,
same thing.
I think everything you said is true. That is, the stuff in coffee and soda, there's toxins in there. That's not all good for you. But this other guy was saying that you do increase your net water intake when you drink coffee and Pepsi. You shouldn't maybe drink Pepsi, but if you do, you will get water in you.
See, if you're drinking a cup of coffee, you need 2 cups of water to replace that 1 cup of coffee.
This is not what he
said. I know it's not what he said, but that's not true that it's going to supply you what you need. It's not what you need. You don't need coffee. Your body wasn't meant to do that.
Oh, I need coffee. No, my body was meant to have coffee. She was a nice lady. She was doing her own show. So I said, all right, let's stop quibbling here. Let's get a doctor on. We reached out to Dr. Jonathan Max, who's been on our show before, internal medicine at Amida Health Medical Group. Doctor, welcome back to the show. You're on WGN. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well, John. Thanks for having me. Happy holidays to you.
Likewise. So you heard that call, and you know why we're calling. What did you make of that conversation I had with that nice lady?
Well, John, much like you, maybe because my name's John, I need coffee, too, to survive, and
I think it's
an essential thing for me. there's actually no easy answer here, and I say that because our water needs, constantly change based upon several factors. That said, though, our bodies are probably one of the best designed machines on the planet, and our bodies actually do a really good job of and work hard to keep our fluid status in a balanced state. If you look at what the normal adult would need, and that's why I say normal adult, John, I'm talking about someone who's not in the hospital, someone who's not sick. The minimal intake, you'd say, from a scientific standpoint, would be about 1,600 milliliters, or that's about 50 ounces. So, if you're going to the grocery store, 50 ounces would be about 3 of those regular water bottles, those disposable ones that you drink.
Right.
And that'll be the minimal amount. But most people need more water, more water, more water. And the challenge is that there are a lot of factors, John, that can affect hydration and your volume status. So things like activity levels, obviously if you're moving around a lot, you consume more water, your body uses more, and you burn off more water, you sweat, things of that sort. The external environment plays a factor too. So when you think about the dry winter season and say, well, you know what, it's not warm outside, so I don't need to drink water, that's not necessarily the case. Things like caffeine, though. So your caller was talked about Pepsi, talked about coffee, and that they're bad, bad, bad. Caffeine acts as a diuretic. So a diuretic is a substance that increases your urination. So you can actually get dehydrated from caffeine. Alcohol does the same type of thing. The aging process is a big deal too, John. So in our hypothalamus, so one section of our brain, there's a spot that has a really scientific name. It's called the thirst center. The thirst center in our brain degenerates as we age, so it kind of stops working. And it's the part of the brain that tells us, hey, buddy, you're thirsty. You're dehydrated.
Really?
And so in middle age, that thirst center doesn't work as well. It's not so robust. So our bodies can actually become dehydrated but not really tell us, that we're dehydrated. So what we have to do is we have to be aware of it.
Okay. Hold on a second, doctor. So there's a lot of thoughts and information there. Let me ask you a little bit about what you said already, okay? So where that lady was selling me on 100 ounces of water and I laughed, you said at least 50 ounces of water. I should intake a day, and maybe more depending on my activity and the weather, etc. That 50-plus ounces I'm going to take in today, and I am not drinking three of those water bottles. I mean, not routinely, maybe I will. But what if I eat an apple or an orange? Are you saying I need to take that in as fluid water, or am I getting that in my food and soup and stuff like that?
You do get some fluids through soup and through apples. You know, for example, watermelon, and watermelon's always available.
I'm not having a watermelon today. I'm having a roast beef sandwich. I'm having an apple and a roast beef sandwich.
So the apple does have some fluid in it. It's really hard, though, John, to say, well, you know, this item has a lot of water, that doesn't. And again, the concept that our body is a well-designed machine and it tries to maintain a balance. Part of the way in which the body balances things out is it makes urine. So what I tell patients, because this topic comes up all the time, John, in the office, what I tell patients is to look at the urine, okay? Everyone urinates regularly. And what you want to do is you want to see how concentrated your urine is. That will be the poor man's test to identify whether you're hydrating enough with your roast beef sandwich or your coffee,
right,
your apple, things
right.
of that sort.
Yeah.
So if your urine is dark, John, and dark I mean like sweet tea,
yeah,
okay,
yeah,
or like apple
yellow,
juice, you're probably a little dehydrated because your body's concentrating that urine to hold on to as much water as possible.
Yeah, I got it.
Urine's a lighter color, maybe like herbal
maybe
tea.
Maybe it's okay.
Well,
okay,
yeah,
but then,
it's okay.
And if I may, doctor, then you're also saying, though, it's not so crazy like that lady was telling me. Maybe not 100, but 50 ounces of liquid water I should try to be consuming a day and then maybe judge accordingly the way you just described. But it's not such a hyperbolic notion on her part to suggest we drink 50 ounces of water a day. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that.
Okay,
yes.
And then about the coffee and the soda pop, she and I had my thick book, and then she had a thick book, and they were disagreeing. My guy was saying that, all right, don't drink Pepsi, but if you do, the diuretics notwithstanding, you're getting a net gain of water. I don't hear you saying that. You think I'm going to lose more water with the diuretic?
Well, so you're not necessarily going to lose water with something like Pepsi. If it's like, say, the decaf Pepsi or caffeine-free Pepsi, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
So there is some hydration factor, but the reality is that most soda pops are concentrated because there's a lot of sugar or the artificial sweeteners. And from that standpoint, John, you probably need to drink some water with that.
All right, what about this, doctor? Carbonated waters. There's all of those LaCroix, Perrier, sparkling waters. That's just as good as regular water, right?
Those are just as good. They're a little bit more expensive, but they're just as good. Sure,
okay.
Absolutely.
I think a lot of us, I like LaCroix. I like an orange, lime, or lemon-flavored LaCroix, and I feel good about that because I drink it like a soda, but it's water with a little bit of fructose in there, I think.
At the end of the day, yes, absolutely. At the end of the day, by hook or by crook, if you're going to get a good water intake, because you're drinking that flavored LaCroix, the sparkling water, that's fine. That's fine. As long as you get something in. A lot of people don't like the taste of water, but enjoy those little flavored ones. That's fine, as long as you're consuming it.
Frank, you're on WGN Radio. You had a question for the doctor. What was it?
Doc, I have a question. You know, 30 years ago, we really didn't have all these different varieties of drinks. Do you believe that there's a lot of advertisement pushed on people to consume more water, not just regular water, but sport drinks and energy drinks and flavored drinks?
Yeah.
50 ounces of water is a little less than half a gallon. Now, if we're awake, say 16 hours a day, to consume 50 ounces of water really isn't unreasonable, John. You know, a regular coffee cup is 8 ounces of fluid.
Okay, wait, hold on. No, hold on, Frankie, because you made two good points, and I want him to address them both before we go. One is, a lot of people make a lot of money selling us water or Gatorade. You think a little bit of it is that, doctor?
I think so. So, you know, I grew up in the city of Chicago, John, much like you, and you know, I think the city of Chicago water that comes out of that tap is pretty darn good, and it's a heck of a lot cheaper than the stuff that you buy at the store.
But it does make us think. It does make us think that these numbers skew high just to get us to buy more product. Hey, it's healthy. Drink more water. Here's healthy water, and then you think, I don't really think I need that much water. Would you say it's also safe to say, doctor, that you can almost monitor yourself. If you don't feel real thirsty, if your pee isn't dark brown or yellow, then drink as much water as you want. You can almost monitor it on your own. Would you say that?
I would agree. You can monitor on your own. Now, there's always too much of a good thing. Believe it or not, people can get sick by drinking too much water, and every so often you hear stories about this in the news. That can happen. But if you use your common sense, you monitor the urine output, and you talk with your primary care doc on a regular basis, you'll be okay. It doesn't have to be the fancy, expensive water that is marketed to us.
I got that. And finally, George on line 3 said, how about decaf coffee? Is that as diuretic, coffee as coffee, or is it the caffeine that's the diuretic?
So to answer George's question there in terms of decaf coffee, so decaf coffee, by definition, does not have the caffeine. The caffeine causes that diuretic effect. So decaf coffee would be better.
Better choice on that then. Wow.
Correct.
All good to know. Very helpful information, Doc. You were terrific last time you were in the studio. We appreciate your help on the phone. We'll call you again, okay?
My pleasure. Thanks, John.
Dr. Jonathan Max is an internal medicine physician at Amida Health Medical Group. Appreciate him helping us out.